It's Tuesday, October 9th. You're listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm George Kearns with an update of this morning's South Carolina headlines. Well, Hurricane Michael is currently a Category 2 hurricane, but because of the warm waters in the Gulf, Michael is expected to strengthen, possibly to Category 3 status, before making landfall between Panama City and Apalachicola, Florida, sometime tomorrow afternoon. Now, compared to Florence, Michael is a much faster-moving storm, and while Florence produced a lot of rain, Michael will bring more wind, with gales up to 60 miles per hour possible here in South Carolina. The worst of Michael's presence will be felt in the Palmetto State from early Thursday morning till early Thursday afternoon. The heaviest rain, up to 3 inches, will tend to fall in areas that were missed by Florence, though flash flooding is still possible in many of those areas. Stay tuned to South Carolina Public Radio and follow us on social media as well at SC Public Radio for the latest on Hurricane Michael. Well, the Florence City Police officer who was killed in last week's ambush was remembered during a memorial service at the Florence Center yesterday. Family, friends, and law enforcement called Sergeant Terrence Caraway a great family man dedicated to the community and a brave hero. This is Darlington Police Chief Kelvin Washington.
For those of us who had the pleasure of working with him, you know that he wasn't afraid of anything. I can almost assure you that he didn't hesitate last week to respond to that call for assistance, because that's what he does. That's what he always did.
Sergeant Caraway was shot and killed back on October 3rd when he and other Florence City police officers were trying to rescue 4 Florence County deputies who were ambushed in an upscale Florence neighborhood. In other news, a teen has been arrested after a robbery shooting death over the weekend. Columbia police say a 17-year-old male was arrested early yesterday morning, charged with murder, attempted robbery, and possession of a weapon during a crime. Officials say Desmond Bates died after he was shot on Garners Ferry Road late on Saturday night. Joe Biden has said it'll be at least January before he decides on the 2020 presidential race, but the former vice president is keeping his name at the forefront as voters go to the midterm polls in early voting states, including South Carolina. In a news release yesterday, Biden called Democratic State Treasurer nominee Rosalind Glenn the real deal and an ordinary person doing extraordinary things to advance working families. Biden is expected in the Lowcountry this weekend. In other news, officials are looking into some vandalism at an upstate church. The Spartanburg County Sheriff's Office says it happened at Cleveland Baptist Church, where the walls and a number of items were sprayed with blue paint. Officials noted that no glass was broken and there were no signs of forced entry. The investigation is continuing. And that's a recap of this morning's South Carolina headlines. I'm George Kearns for SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.